Yeah, so in different neighborhoods, there's different weed pressures, and that's kind of dependent on previous history too. What's exciting is that, right now, generally people are either planting the XtendFlex platform or the Enlist platform, and both of those have some similarities. So both of them are going to have Roundup tolerance and Liberty tolerance. But what makes XtendFlex difference is it adds dicamba to that mix. Now on the Enlist side, adds 2,4-D to the mix. So both group four herbicides. And there are pros and cons to both of those herbicides. But what's interesting is that Bayer, we will be bringing in a new technology called Viconic soybeans, which will combine all three of, or all four of those herbicides together. So you'll have the kind of the base of glyphosate and glufosinate, so your Roundup and Liberty, and we'll bring dicamba and 2,4-D into the mix, and then we'll throw in a bonus. We'll add a fifth herbicide, mesotrione, which is a group 27 HPPD. So we'll see that in some specific plots here in 26, and we'll have some limited release in 27. I think that's going to be really key for us as we continue to struggle in areas with some of our water hemp outbreaks, and I think that'll be a nice new program to be able to combine five different herbicides.